Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of
here. Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back here at Autism One, the healing that we try to provide for you through the radio is still happening. And part of that is via giving you information so that you can make fully informed or better informed decisions, you know, this concept. And there are a couple of scientists that I've got with me now that have done really good work in revealing things that are not popular within certain segments of the pharmaceutical or vaccine industry, and they've been attacked viciously simply for revealing things in their scientific inquiry, revealing facts and reporting on them. I appreciate their integrity in this realm, and I'm glad to have them back on. It's been a while. Dr. Mark Geyer and your son David Geyer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Now, since we've last talked, of course, there's a lot of things, a lot of areas we can discuss, but I'm always interested in the latest findings, the latest uncoverings, and in the interest of full disclosure, as we've talked before, you guys support the concept of vaccination. I do in concept. I don't like the way it's being implemented because of the danger of injecting what they're injecting. I think it's good to stimulate an antibody to be produced. That's fine. There may be different ways to go about it. But your line of inquiry went into the mercury thing primarily, the danger of mercury and the revelations that you brought out that were not so comfortable for certain segments. Am I saying that right?
That's correct. Our main emphasis is the addition of thimerosal, which is a mercury preservative to vaccines, and its continued use. We're both for the intelligent use of clean vaccines.
Right, and that's obviously controversial because who's produced them yet, right? And you're asking, hey, can't we do this better?
Well, with what we're interested in, which is mercury-free, it can be produced because it is being produced. You can buy virtually every vaccine type known to man in a mercury-free form. We just don't do it. For example, our main problem is with the influenza vaccine, which is, according to U.S. government, been given to 90 million Americans with full-dose thimerosal. It can be produced without thimerosal because it is being produced without thimerosal. They just choose to use the one with thimerosal, and they give it to pregnant women and young children. And so you can't argue that, you know, you can't make this. We don't know how to make replacement. We know how to. We do make replacement. Let's use the better vaccine like many developed nations already do.
For what I'm seeing, though, the adverse event system is saying that these flu shots are like just ramping up in reporting specific to the flu shot, perhaps because the vast majority of them are being delivered with full-on thimerosal.
Well, the other problem is that thimerosal's adverse effects are not immediate. If you give a shot and someone has an anaphylactic shock, you know, in the office, an honest physician is going to report that to the VAERS because it happened in the office. But if you give a mercury-containing vaccine and someone develops autism 5 years later, they're not likely to report it for the vaccine. It's not even the doctor who gave the shot may not even be aware of what happened. So, VAERS is useful in this area, but it's not the ultimate answer. There are better answers.
Sure, and we recognize some have posited that 90-95%, I don't know what the number is or percentage, are not even being reported because, as you said, many of the adverse events are delayed. They're not immediate in the office, so they may never be reported.
That's correct.
Yeah. So is there a safe level of mercury that can be injected into the body? Have you found that level?
Mercury at any level is toxic. It's not like some compounds where you reach a level or a threshold below which it's safe. It's really just a question of numbers. And it's a very scary thing. It's like a curve, like a rocket ship taking off, meaning that in the beginning it's very slow, very small numbers, and as you go up higher and higher, just like in a rocket ship, more and more damage faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we find in our studies that we've been exploring, that mercury is a dose-dependent poison.
But that being said, there is a guideline. The EPA and others produce guidelines, and the EPA one is relatively easy to interpret.
It's 0.1 micrograms of mercury per kilogram body weight per day. This is derived from a series of poisonings that occurred with methylmercury, a similar compound to the ethylmercury found in thimerosal. And the conversion between kilograms and pounds is the only difficult part. There are 2.2 pounds per kilogram. So if you take an average-sized pregnant woman now that's receiving an influenza vaccine, they would weigh 70 kilograms. That's about
150 pounds.
Yeah, 150 pounds or so. So they would be allowed 0.1 times 70, or 7 micrograms. If they get one flu shot, it contains 25 micrograms.
They're over the limit, and they're giving these things to kids.
Not
well,
much smaller.
Yeah.
And
additionally, the limit isn't just from a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get your flu shot and you're the hypothetical pregnant woman who's 70 kilos, you also ate a can of tuna, you also have silver fillings, which of course are not silver, they're mercury.
Mercury, yes.
You're also breathing the air, which contains mercury. Mm-hmm. You're way, way, way over the limit.
Yeah, yeah. And you said something earlier about the ability to make these vaccines without mercury, but my concern, some analyses have showed that even the quote-unquote, what they call mercury-free, the subcomponents may be preserved with the thimerosal, but it's not added at the end, so there may be trace mercury even in those so-called mercury-free vaccines.
There are two kinds of so-called mercury-free vaccines. It turns out that the story that we were told as to why thimerosal is added to the vaccines is not exactly right. What we originally pictured, and everybody pictures, is you make the vaccine, and after you get ready to put it in the bottle, you add some thimerosal. That's very easy to fix. You don't add the thimerosal. And in fact, why should you complain if you're a drug company? Because it's not expensive, but you're saving some money. However, unfortunately, many of these old factories are very dirty, and they add thimerosal at each step as they go through because they don't use sterile technique. They use untrained people. They're not master's degree experts or something. And so actually, many of them have to actually take the mercury out to get down to the 25 limit. And by the way, they take it out by a chelation column. Everybody knows how you remove it. But so there's two things you can do. One is you cannot add it at the end, and or you can chelate it more, but when you chelate it more and you get it down to low levels, first it's almost impossible to get it to zero, and secondly, the more you chelate it, the more expensive it gets. So these are the groups that they say they reduce the mercury in its trace. And incidentally, we had an agreement. We've made this had this passed in 7 states, and some of the states allow trace. And trace, I was actually asked as a consultant, what should we allow trace? And I said, let's ask the companies. So we sort of agreed that if it's less than 1 microgram, as opposed to the 25, we wouldn't say it's free, we wouldn't say it's safe, but that's trace.
Okay.
Now, the mercury-free, in order to make mercury-free, you need to build a new factory, a clean factory. And you have to have the correct equipment, and you have to have highly trained technicians. So there are some factories that are mercury-free. So that's the difference between free and trace. The understanding of this has intentionally been blurred, and the CDC loves to say that the influenza only has a trace amount, it's only 25, but we have a meaning for trace, we mean less than 1.
Less than 1, okay.
So it's not trace, and what they did is, by the way, in those factories that they weren't able to make completely free,
mm-hmm.
they simply send it to the third world or the developing world. So they have tons of it. They're not
right.
going to close the factories. These factories make lots of money, and they're made, some of them are fairly new, these poor factories, and they're made to last for 25 years, and they plan to use them in developing countries.
Dr. Mark Geyer, what is shocking in what you've just said, among many things, is that many people are under the impression that vaccines must be made in really super clean environments with controls and things. And you're saying that because they're not, and they know they're not, they're actually having to add mercury just to keep the thing from getting contaminated by, I don't know, some microbial overgrowth. but the contamination of the mercury could be worse. I don't know.
That's right.
And this is actually, they have contamination problems even with the mercury. A number of years back, for a flu vaccine, there was a company called Chiron. Chiron had a plant in England, and they were having terrible trouble with something called serratia, which is a kind of bacteria. It's not even a human pathogen. And it kept going up and up and up and up in their production, and they kept adding more and more thimerosal, and they couldn't kill it. And the amazing story is that our FDA went and inspected it and allowed those lots to be distributed. It took the English government to actually seize the lots, not allow them to come into the United States to protect us.
It saved our people. The English saved our people from the serratia infection, although it's not a human pathogen. It's really hard to treat.
Mm-hmm.
And these have very high levels of it.
The amazing thing is the final exception the company asked was there was a limit, and then they raised it with the FDA, and they raised it and raised it, and finally it became unlimited. They said we could have basically giving nothing but solid serratia is what the company asked, and our FDA said yes. That's okay.
Now, do you ever wake up and go, I can't believe, you know, what we're uncovering, and we're showing it and we're validating it, and yet they seemingly are, if they're moving at all, it's very slowly or maybe not at all in terms of the safety that you're urging.
My entire experience with this issue, which goes back now since to 2002 or something like that, although it's just that I wasn't aware of it before this, I wake up and I think I'm going to wake up from this nightmare. This is something that has been done to humanity. The estimate is they've damaged over 100 million, and we can go over how we got that estimate. It's a good one, and it's a conservative one. Over 100 million children, more people than have ever been damaged by anybody. And after being shown, and after having, there are a couple hundred at least papers, not all ours, believe me, virtually every major university in the world saying how dangerous it is, they deny the existence of the papers. They don't even exist to them. There are no papers. But you go to PubMed, which anybody can go to, and you type in the word, and up they come. I can't believe that they've continued to damage our children and our society when it's such an easy thing. We're not asking to get rid of the vaccines. We're not even asking to adjust the aluminum, which would be really difficult.
Yeah.
We're simply asking them to use the clean vaccines that they know how to make, and they refuse to do it, and they refuse to acknowledge the problem, even though they know the problem. We know they know the problem because we have their internal documents, which we got under Freedom of Information Act and through Congress, where they say that they caused the autism epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Congress had a hearing for 3.5 years, and they said it was caused by the thimerosal, and that our public health was guilty of institutional malfeasance for covering it up, and they continue onward to do this, even though their own people are against it. You read memos where they want to come out clean, and of course now we have whistleblowers that have come out,
yes,
told you what they're doing, and they continue to do it, and they continue to brainwash the public, and they're very effective.
Incredible.
They don't know anything about vaccines, but they're very good at brainwashing the public. You know, thimerosal is absolutely safe because Andy Wakefield was wrong. Wait a minute.
What kind of argument is that?
Andy Wakefield was MMR. There's no thimerosal in MMR. Never was. What has that got to do with this issue?
All right, stand by, guys. I'm here with Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer, great team. Grateful to them for all they've uncovered. We're going to uncover even more after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll tell you how to find out more from them as well.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer here at Autism One, and fascinating, you know, you feel like you're in a detective novel where you guys were the crime scene investigators. You've uncovered, you've actually pointed to the culprit, you know who it is, and that nobody else can see him. I mean, not nobody, but you know, the officials can't see him, because if they saw him, oh my gosh, what it would mean, who it might implicate as such. By the way, if you want to learn more, you can learn more at mercuryfreebaby.org. We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, mercuryfreebaby.org. You mentioned the nightmare. Look at all the, you know, we've met through Autism One, these families, these children who have been injured. They're living this nightmare. This is not a fantasy. It's not unreal at all. It's very real for them. And I know that you look at it and just, again, you come back to that nightmare scenario and say, how can people, humans, not take cognizance of this and do something?
I cry. I took care of hundreds, maybe a thousand autistic family. I'm not a good doctor for them. I can't keep my schedule. Instead of seeing everyone every half hour, I'm sitting there for 2 hours crying with these beautiful children that they've damaged. You do the lab and you can show they damaged them. You show they're high in mercury. And they continue to do it. And it's the cream of the crop. It's our very best people. It's males. It's males of highly educated people. And there's some genetic reasons why that is. And we just keep doing it. I just can't take looking at it. It's so horrible. It's one of the worst diseases possible. These children are not only impacted, but they're the most unhappy children I've ever seen. They bang their head, they beat on the wall, they break their mother's arm, they break the walls. These are, you know, some people are, you have some kids that are brain damaged, but, you know, they're happy, they live a life. These kids, it's like they can't fit in their own skin. It's just a terrible thing to watch.
And we've actually recently published a paper that I think for the first time captured the size and magnitude of the problems. A lot of research in autism is focused on one specific problem, a GI problem, a sensory processing problem, seizures, whatever it is. In our new study, we assessed all of those at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stood back and looked, nobody would believe it. When you see that, let's say, for example, GI problems, probably 40-50% of autistics have some kind of serious GI problem. I mean, that in and of itself is horrible, but at the same time, you look around, and as far as, like, behavioral disorders, it was over 80%. So you had half with GI, 80% that have behavioral problems, and the list just went on from there. Bedwetting, problems with eating, anxious, you know, anxiety kind of behaviors. These are all between 15-20% to over 80-90% of all autistics. And this is at the same time. I don't know of a disease that has that many problems all at the same time.
Mm. Coming back to the concept of cleaning this stuff up, greening them as well. I spoke, I don't know if you met with him yet, from Great Britain, Professor Chris Exley.
Yes.
Interesting guy. I liked him a lot. Again, has the integrity in science like you guys. You just find the facts. This is not about an agenda. You want to see something change. He's now concerned, obviously, that aluminum is not also all that safe, although we know mercury is extraordinarily toxic, not as much as known on aluminum, but he's uncovering it. And so we know that they've added the aluminum as an adjuvant to excite or cause a hyper response by the immune system so that an antibody manifestation happens. Am I wrong to be concerned that it's just not enough to pull out the mercury? I'm not saying it's wrong. I want that out, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
The mercury is the elephant. There are many other problems in vaccines, some of which can be fixed easily, some of which cannot be fixed easily. And you start with the biggest one and the one that's easiest to fix. Aluminum is a problem. I don't think it's a main cause of autism, but it does cause autoimmune problems, and we've published on that before we did the mercury, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with aluminum is this is harder to fix because you can remove the aluminum adjuvant, then you'd have to put in more antigen. Well, first, that makes it more expensive. Well, I think we can afford it. But in addition, you'd have to retest all the vaccines because how much adjuvant would you have to put in, how much antigen to replace the adjuvant?
Right.
It would take 10, 15, 20 years to recertify the vaccines without aluminum, and it should be done. Mercury is the big cause, the big problem, and there's nothing to do. All you have to do is do what you have already done. We've agreed that you can either use an alternate preservative, 2-phenoxyethanol, and I was at the United Nations when the WHO officer addressed the United Nations African nations and said, well, these guys are saying use 2-phenoxyethanol. It's an experimental thing. We don't know how to use that. And as he went off the stage, I stopped him and I said, how can you say that? Half of your vaccines have already done it. And he said, you know that, and I know that. We can't tell them that. I mean, it's absurd. It's been used 50 years in millions of doses, and, of course, you don't need any preservative at all.
Stand by. I'm just enmeshed in conversation here with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back and go more in-depth on this issue, and I appreciate your willingness to discuss it like you do. I've enjoyed this, and we've got a lot more to do. So stick with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My good buddy Paul Barrichello is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin. But consumption of water with H2 gas,
molecular hydrogen.
Right, molecular hydrogen increases ghrelin production, and they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with our special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Autism One. Great interview here with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer, and mercuryfreebaby.org is a link out. You can review more. Of course, we cover this issue fairly regularly, but I don't often get to talk with the Geyers about their research and what they've uncovered, and just always fascinated by this. We were talking a little bit about the aluminum thing as well, and Professor Exley was talking about the fact that they were testing for safety,
using data based on the regular vaccine and the so-called placebo, but the so-called placebo had the aluminum adjuvant in it. And I'm thinking, explain to me. I mean, I'm not a research scientist. I respect what you guys do, but that doesn't sound like a real placebo to me.
No, it's absolutely not a real placebo. And my father and I have even gone further. We ran into this a very long time ago, way back in 2000, 2001, 2 time period. We ran into it because there was a vaccine for Lyme disease. So probably your listeners have heard about that disease. There was actually a vaccine to prevent that called Limerix.
Mm-hmm.
And there was litigation against the pharmaceutical company. And we started reading their clinical trials. And after reading them for a while, we were looking around. The placebo group had 80 and 90% of the people in the placebo group have problems, fatigue, muscle ache, joint pains, all of these things going on. And we're like, whoa, I mean, what kind of a placebo is this?
Uh-huh.
And what we found out is that they were using aluminum in the placebo. So what they were doing was, in the placebo group, you make everybody kind of sick, not feel well from the aluminum, and then you add the vaccine on top of that. Gee whiz, if 80% of the placebo people have problems, and let's say 90% in the vaccinated group, the risk is only 1.1. It's a 10% effect, teeny tiny. Whereas, we showed this in the litigation, if you use a genuine placebo group, maybe you'd have, let's say, 10%. So it would be 90 versus 10. That's a 9-fold increased risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it balances out. This is a quirk or a trick of math.
Mm-hmm.
That if you have a whole lot in one and you add a little bit more in another, you're not seeing the true effect.
So we see corruption of science. Can we say that?
Yes.
It's certainly corruption. And people who take the vaccine, what they're really measuring is the additional reactivity of the antigen. But people who take the vaccine want to know how many adverse effects there are. They don't care which part of the vaccine did it, mm-hmm. and they're hiding it. It's a standard thing. They even hide it more. Sometimes they won't use the placebo of the aluminum. They'll use the placebo of a vaccine that contains the aluminum and the antigen, and they have a different antigen. I mean, this is not... You know, so it doesn't make you any more sick than that one, or much more sick than that one. This is complete farce.
Yeah.
And the vaccine industry now has become completely the wild, wild west. And the reason is there's a ruling in
Bruzewicz
from the U.S. Supreme Court that you cannot sue the pharmaceutical company that makes vaccines, even if they make it wrong, even if they intentionally make it wrong. I didn't say they intentionally made it wrong, but even if they did, mm-hmm. you can't sue them. Even if it doesn't work, you can't sue them. So if you're the company, now you can do anything you want. In addition, there's a move, of course, to require everybody to take the vaccine. So you've got a vaccine that has no control. You can't do anything about it if it's wrong. You're being forced to take it. And you know what else? There's no price control. You know, usually when we have to use the electric company, there's a board that, you know, watches the... They can charge anything that they want, and you have to take it. And by the way, if they don't use up all their vaccine, the government buys what's left over. What a crock!
Yeah, well, listen, if you could go into business like that, you wouldn't have to show up for work. I mean, it's all done for you. It's extraordinary. And, you know, is there incentive to get cleaner? Absolutely not. Is there incentive to have safer? Well, no. There's no liability to the company. What's the point? We've got all of our stocks purchased no matter what we do, and we're getting more of it put on the schedule because do we have ownership or some level of control via economic influence of those that work at institutions like CDC? I mean, how was it for you when you witnessed Julie Gerberding leave the CDC after many years and work for Merck's vaccine division? I mean, any alarm bells go off for you?
That looks very bad, but you know, the way the FDA, it's the FDA that approves the vaccines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the FDA works is they get paid by the guy who's applying if they approve it. I mean, that's not an arrangement. That's what Congress provided. So the more they approve, the more money they get.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they might have a slight tendency to want to approve things that
right.
way. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, at the CDC, the measure of success is how much vaccine uptake occurs. The more vaccines that are given every year, the more their funding increases. So you have the FDA licensing based on how much money they get from the drug company. Then the CDC, that's supposed to be studying and working on vaccines, is being paid by how many are given.
Right.
Look at the situation. More vaccines every year, more.
And they see the CDC sees their role from Congress of increasing vaccine uptake, which is what Congress wrote. And they see that to do that, they have to get rid of any negative words or any improvements. Nothing can be wrong. And if anybody makes such a comment, then the people must be crazy and they need to be destroyed. We had memos where the people in the CDC looked at our work. They said the Geyer's work is right. We have to hide this and we have to destroy them. because they will harm the vaccine program. I'm not against the vaccine program, but I don't think you can lie about it.
Right. Well, which is the point of integrity, the difference with what you guys have done, because you know, being, let's say, a supporter of the concept or the implementation of the vaccines, yet you uncover something that says there's a problem here. And I think as a scientist, you would be obligated, based on what you're to do, reveal the facts as you've done. And then the expectation would be, okay, let's do something about this, or let's find out if it's duplicatable, and if not, then there's a problem. But if it is, well, it would be a standard course of action to say, we've got to do something. But the opposite has happened, as you've just described. They must attack, ridicule, marginalize. You're not the only ones that have been attacked. We've talked to many over the years here. And, I've even talked to heads of the medical journals. I remember interviewing Dr. Marcia Angel. She was the head of the Journal of the Medical Association, or was it New England Journal now? I can't remember at this point. Early 2000s, before she's passed away since. And she was the one that was quoted as saying, we really can't.
Forgiveness is being paid good the situation.
Right.
Vaccines every year, and more vaccines, more.
They see their, and they see their role, the CDC's increasing back from Congress, which is what Congress has seen uptake, and they see throughout that they have to do that to do the, any get rid of or any improvement. Negative words can be wrong. And
I love science, even though I'm not technically a research scientist. I very much appreciate that line of inquiry that is not conflicted and not suppressible in the way that you've experienced. I don't even have a question for you, but I'm just saying, what can we do to correct this at this point?
Well, let me
say something about the journals, which is that it's become such a big industry about the publications. The professionals or the people that are working for like industry, they do a study and then they turn it over to people that are professional writers. This has become a thing where you can go on the internet and hire professional writing services who say they will take your data, write it up as a paper, put names of people, they'll sell their names to the study, and they guarantee.
But the opposite has got to do something. Describe what's happened is you've just ridiculed. They must attack. You're not the only marginal been attacked. We've only ones that were over the talk to many over and years here. You know, it. The medical journal heads of interviewing doctors. I remember she was Dr. Marcia Angel, Journal of the Medical, the head of the journal, or was it New England Medical Association? I remember at this point in the journal now, thousands before she went, early 2000s. She's passed. I was quoted as saying, and she was the one that we really can't
forget. The situation is being paid scenes every year.
Right.
More vaccines.
See their
more.
See their role, and they increasing vaccines. The CDC, which is what Congress from Congress, and they see seen uptake that they have to throw of any that to do or any improvement get rid of can be wrong. And if negative words, even though I'm not tech, I love science. I very much particularly a research side of inquiry. Appreciate that line inflicted that is not will in the way that you suppressible. I'm experienced. I have a question for you. I don't even know for you, but I'm just saying, I'll correct this. What can we do?
There's another this point.
Well, let me say something.
Sure.
Let me. The journal. Think
go
about
ahead, David.
That, which is such a. It's become industry big publications about the public. The people that are in nationals or the people for like in work, they industry study and then they do it over to people, turn it over. Professional rifle that are professional become a thing. The internet and where you can go on the professional hire who say they will writing services, write it, take your data, or put it up as a paper. They'll sell names of people to the study, their names.
But the opposite is,
and they guarantee.
Describe, got to do something. Ridic happened as you've just realized, you're not the only. They must attack, been attacked with tool margin over the only ones that have and talked to many, years here. I've been talked to the medical journals. I've even interviewing doc heads of I remember Journal of the Medical of Marcia Angel, or was it New England, the head of the journal? I can't remember at this point. Medical Association, thousands before she's in the journal now. I can't wait since. Early 2000s was quoted as saying she's passed away. We really can't
forget.
She was the one that
the situation.
We
seems every year this is being paid more. Given
right.
They see their
mission, more vaccines,
see their role,
more.
Increasing vaccine. And they, which is what Congress, the CDC, and they see from Congress of that they have to see an uptake of any throat or any improvement that to do that can be wrong. And if it get rid of,
even though I'm not tech, negative words. I very much, I love science of inquiry, particularly a research conflicted. Appreciate that line. Not that is not come in the way that you've, and not will, I don't, I'm depressible. I have a question for experience. I don't even have to correct this at you, but I'm just saying,
there's another.
What can we do to.
Let me say something.
At this point.
Well, the journal.
Sure.
Let me. That.
Go ahead, David.
Such a. Which is industry. It's become locations big. professionally about the people that are in the team for like internationals or the people they worked out, and then the industry over to people. Do a sessional right, turn it over to become a thing. People that are internet and writers. Professional run where you can go on these who say they will hire writing services or put take your data, they'll sell it up as a pay through the study. Names of people,
but the opposite is
their names
described.
And they guarantee
ridicule to do something. Realize you're not the only one. As you've just been attacked, they must attack over the dual margin and only ones that will, you know, it. Talk to many open, talk to years here. The medical journal, for interviewing Dr. Ivy, she was the heads of Journal of the Medical. I remember, or was it New England? Marcia Angel, I can't remember at this point. The head of the thousands before Medical Association. In the journal now, I was quoted as saying, early to you really can't
forget.
She's passed away.
Good, the situation.
And she was the one that
seems every year. More. This is being paid.
See, they're
given.
Right.
These
their role.
More vaccine.
Increasing vaccine.
More.
Which is what Congress. And they see the CDC set. They have to from Congress of any scene uptake or any improved route. I can be wrong. And if that to do this, even though I'm not technical, get rid of. I very much have negative words of inquiry. I love science afflicted. Technically a research science. Not appreciate that line in the way that you. That is not. I don't. I'm, and not. Will, I'm a question for suppressible. Experience. I correct this. I don't even have. There's another to you, but I'm just saying.
Let me say something.
What can we do to
the journal
at this point?
Well, that. Let me. Such a thing about.
Go ahead, David.
Industries, which
yeah.
is locations, it's become perfect. Big people that are angry about the public for like in the they professionals or the study, and then they work over to industry professional right. Do is to become a thing. Turn it over the internet and people that are professional writers who say they will. Where you can go on the write it hire for put writing services. They'll sell. Take your data, do the study, set up as a pay.
But the opposite is
names of people
described
their names to
ridicule
and they guarantee
you're not the only one. Got to do something. They've been attacked. We've happened as you've just heard over the. They must attack and dual margin. You know it. Only ones that will talk to many of the medical journals years here for interviewing Dr. She was.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What is that moment where you say, but wait, it gets worse? Here we've been talking about, how could it be worse, Dr. Mark Geyer? How could it be worse?
You seem to think that they're paid off by getting a job afterwards. They're paid off while they work for us. Mm-hmm. An example is Robert Chen, who is a very important person in controlling vaccine reactions. He worked for the Brighton Collaboration. While he works for us, he gets over $100,000 a year for his Brighton Collaboration. So do many others, and from multiple places. So they're actually being paid while they're working, not just after they work, right?
And there is the systemic foundation. It's called the CDC Foundation, which sponsors research at CDC, government officials at CDC, and it's funded by large pharmaceutical vaccine interests. So it's a direct conduit. Industry that's being regulated is directly funding the regulators.
We call it incestuous on some level. Now, I've often called, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but somewhat not, for a separation of medicine and state, right? Because, it's become a more religious fervor and belief system rather than real scientific inquiry, and let's find out what happens and let's modify accordingly. How do you see, some people say, well, it's the corporate interest, but we see the corruption in government, and humans are corruptible. So is there a fail-safe mechanism? Does it exist?
I think my take on that is that we have to become, I guess, less government-oriented, that the best answer is probably some kind of let the market dictate where things go. And I know people sometimes make very foolish decisions. We all know that. But you have to let people make choices, good, bad, and different, and let the market bear where it goes.
And we need transparency. The data on which anything is based, any study,
is supposed to be available to everybody. By the way, we request the government data every time they come up with one of these. They won't give us the data, even though the rules are they have to give us the data. They should not be allowed to publish. They should lose their publication rights if they don't give you the data to look at it to see if you agree. Maybe we'll agree.
And that's sort of the market interest in science. In science, it's the data. It's the analysis of the data.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to be open and transparent, which means that the data has to be public, not I have the data, you can't see it. If you could see what I saw, you know, there's no effect or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. David, what you said about letting the market decide, I appreciate that very much. But some people would argue, well, if you don't mandate the vaccine, no one will take it. But, you know, from a market perspective, even with all the attempts to eliminate all the exemptions, you're still up at 90%, 95%, 96%, depending on where you are. I would rather, again, I'm a free market guy too. I want to assess the situation. Maybe I screw up and make a bad mistake, but I would rather be able to do that than have the government protect me to harm. And this is what we're seeing. We're being protected into harm instead of being protected into protection.
You have no rights at all if you don't have rights to your own body as to what gets shot into your body. We cannot allow this to happen.
I mean, just think of the analogy. 100 years ago, the car was coming into existence. So what, the government was needed to mandate that we all buy a car because it was so wonderful? No. Over the ensuing decades, they were wonderful and terrific and got better and better, and we bought hundreds of millions of cars.
So you have confidence that if there were really a free market for medicine and vaccines, that more people than not would choose them?
Assuming they were good and safe.
Assuming they work, right, and all of that. And I'm assuming, as I said as well, people would assess it and they would gravitate. You'd have to, you know, there'd be long lines if it were that great and no danger or limited minimal, and they could weigh it out. Right now, that's not happening. And I really do appreciate you two guys. I hope you know that. The work you've done is extraordinary, and you've always been great when we've interacted on so many levels here over the years. And I do hope we'll stay in touch, because the work you're doing needs to continue, and your assessment is so valuable to my community out here and listening to this show, as well as to this community here at Autism One.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you got it. And, you know, we're almost wrapped up here. Another great episode. Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer, his son, and, of course, we have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Go to mercuryfreebaby.org. Learn more. There's so much written about you guys, but if anybody says anything bad about you, I'll have a word with them. Because, like I said, you guys are good guys. You really are. And doing the right thing. And it's greatly appreciated and well-respected. So, everybody, check it out. There's lots more healing to go. We're here 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. You can hear us through Natural News Radio, GCN, our syndicator, iTunes, Stitcher Podcast, TuneIn, Epic Times, heard around the world as well on UK Health Radio as well. So tell your friends, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, honest, open discussion and debate about these issues. And we welcome your input as well. You can give us a call on or off the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Leave a message. Dr. Mark Geyer, David Geyer, thank you again so much.
Thank you for having us.
Reminding you, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.